Amen. Right. I'm going to talk for a short while now, okay? And then we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to do the baptisms, okay? So it's not long to wait, right? So you're all there. But what I've got to share is of first importance. It's quite important, this. In fact, it's more than quite important. It's of first importance. But what I'm not going to talk to you, there are so many evidences, there are loads of evidences that Jesus is alive and that he was resurrected from the dead. It's not just, oh, it's my faith, believe whatever you want. It is actually based around, there's so much evidence, but I'm not going to talk to you about, I'm only going to talk to you about one bit of evidence. Okay, but if you want to know more, can you show those pics written by quite intelligent people, or very intelligent people, that have got, and they are just full of evidences for the resurrection of Jesus. In fact, they started off writing these books as a challenge to prove that Jesus wasn't alive and that Christians were mistaken. Because I'll tell you what, we're totally deluded if Jesus isn't alive. We've totally messed up, okay? Just want to say that, okay? That's why we get people to confess that he's our Lord, but so we believe in our hearts he's risen from the dead and confess that he is Lord, that you'll be saved. So we're in a real mess if it's not true, but if you want to find out more about evidences, so these guys, they set out on a journey to disprove the resurrection of Jesus. And they ended up by becoming Christians and believing it because of all the evidence they found. Okay, so those two books. Do you want to put them up again? Just so people can, if you want to take a picture of them or anything like that. But I'm not going to talk about that evidence. I'm going to talk about the personal evidence of a changed life. Jesus changed my life about 37 years ago. And I was someone who did not believe in God, and then my life got switched on. And I came to believe that Jesus really is alive, and that he makes a difference to my life. And in fact, it's absolutely vital that you get to know that as well. And that's why we keep on sharing the gospel and telling this truth, because it's the only thing that can save your life. But the first thing I want to talk about is, and I very rarely sort of construct my thing as organized as this, but it'll make it really quick for you, okay, just to say. The first thing is that when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, God sorted out my relationship with him. I didn't believe in God, I didn't see any connection to God. And that basically I was cut off from God. And the Bible says that our sins cut us off from God. The things that we do, just saying, trusting in ourselves, doing the things that we want to do, they cut us off from God. And there's a whole, the Bible's really clear about it. But in Colossians 1 it said, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." So we talked a lot about this on Friday, but Jesus took my sin upon the cross, and he took your sin upon the cross, so that you can have peace with God. Would you like to have peace with God? Have you got peace with God? Because having peace with God gives you peace in all the other areas of your life as well. Would you like to have peace in those areas? Well, the place to start off is having peace with God. And Jesus has accomplished that. And that's been my experience, that my life is totally turned around and I have peace with God because Jesus died for me. The second thing is, and I remember this really clearly when I became a Christian, that I got purpose. I got peace with God, but then I got a purpose. God had got a plan for my life, and that God's plan was really good. And somehow or other, I'd got the confidence that I'm going to walk into a plan for my life. Wouldn't you like your life to have meaning and purpose? And would you like to be sort of confident of the way that you walk? Well, in Romans 12 it says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Becoming a Christian, you are giving your life to Jesus and saying, you are in charge of my life from now on. It's not a small thing. Okay, and this is important. What those getting baptized, they're declaring, Jesus is my Lord. But then it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let yourself be changed by God, and you'll discover that he's got a plan for your life. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I got peace with God, I got purpose, but also I think anybody sort of heard anybody or said it yourself, this world is in a right mess. Our country is in a mess. Has anyone said that to you? Have you come across it? If you watch the news, do you ever come away feeling a bit depressed? Or you start thinking, there's so much negative stuff going on. Something that I have found in my life is that God gives me perspective. So that it helps me to understand the world. And it helps me to live in the world. And so, for instance, if I want to have a view about the environment, my understanding of God and the Bible helps me to get a correct, balanced view about all things environmental. If it went to talking about sexuality, God helps me get a perspective because of what the Bible says and because I know him. And he starts to give me an understanding of things about. If I'm sort of concerned about the future of the world, what's going to happen in the world? The Bible gives me perspective. And God gives me perspective. And when he talks about. And so my life is so much grounded because I've been born again. I've got the Bible and I know Jesus. And that's been massive for me. Would you like to have it's not about having an opinion. Have you ever met anyone who's got opinion? Do most people have opinions? Yeah, quite strong opinions about this, that and the other. And then you're not allowed to express your opinions because it'll upset somebody else who's got a different opinion. Well, what I would say is I find that knowing Jesus and knowing the Bible, that my life is grounded and balanced and solid, and I'm able to interpret the world around me because of all of that. So I've got peace with God, I've got purpose, I've got perspective. And the last thing I want to say is that there's power to change my life. If you worry about it, if you think, do you know, there's things in my life that are not good, we hear there's power to change your life. And in Ephesians 1, it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And then it says, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. And that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Do you want resurrection power in your life? Well, that is found in Jesus. But it comes as we put our faith in Jesus. See, these things I've talked about, peace and purpose and perspective, they only come when we put our faith and we transfer our allegiance to Jesus Christ and we put our faith in him. Would you like peace with God and peace in your own life? Would you like to have a sense and a real purpose in your life? Would you like to be grounded and have, you know, a perspective that helps you to live your life to the full? So that's what I'm talking about. Would you like that? You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. That is the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Do you want these things? Do you know that you need to get your life right with Jesus? You need to put your faith in Jesus. And what these guys want to get baptized, this is they're not getting saved by being baptized. It is a public expression that they have personally put their faith in Jesus Christ and decided to follow him. And their lives have started to change. That is what's happening. Do you want to, do you need to put, give your life to Jesus? Do you need to put your faith in him? If you've never done it, you need to do it. I'm going to pray a prayer just to make it easy for you, actually. But really, it doesn't matter what words you use. It's in your heart. You're saying, I want Jesus to be in charge of my life. I want you to forgive my sin. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. Let me just pray a prayer. And if you want to pray this out loud, in fact, if you're a Christian, feel free to pray this out loud as well. So it just encourages other people just to hear themselves saying it. Okay, it doesn't mean that you're becoming a Christian again. But if you'd like to pray out loud, it'd be great. So just pray with me. But if you want to give your life to Jesus as well, pray out loud. Jesus, I know I am a sinner. Forgive me for the things I've done wrong. I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Please, will you be in charge of my life? I want you to be my Lord and Savior. From now on. Please will you fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to live for you from today onwards. Amen.